Welcome to the Sound Ideas Podcast, sponsored by who else but Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. But now, let's get on with the show.
Hi, this is Mark Jensen for Sound Ideas with podcast number 6, Just What Is Production Music? Production music is commissioned by a production music library whose business involves selling or licensing the music it owns to producers and broadcasters. Producers can include game makers, film studios, a company's in-house training unit, live theaters, web designers, advertising companies, even wedding video producers, and Uncle Joey, who just digitized last year's photos from his trip to the Grand Canyon and would like to make a slideshow for the next family reunion. Broadcasters can include radio and television stations, as well as webcasters and podcasters. Just why would a producer or broadcaster use production music? It boils down to two basic reasons. The first are copyright issues, and the second, just how much is it going to cost? In order to use a popular piece of music from the latest charts, or even a golden oldie, in any production or broadcast, you need to obtain permission from the copyright holders. That permission usually takes the form of a synchronization license. The synchronization license sets out the ways in which you can use the music and the fee that you have to pay for that privilege. The fee will vary from a lower fee if you're just creating an audiovisual production that'll only see 10 copies and never be shown outside your living room, to a much higher fee if you're creating the next summer blockbuster and you need permission to make enough copies of the film to blanket the globe, plus permission to use the music in film trailers, advertising campaigns, and media outlets, along with the inevitable multi-platform game and DVD release as well. Now that's going to cost you big. Getting permission to use a popular song can be a long, tedious, and expensive process. But if you have your heart set on using My Achy Breaky Heart, if you just can't live without it and feel your artistic temperament might suffer irreparable damage if you don't get it, then be prepared to search for and negotiate with the composer and publisher and the performers along with the owners of that song. You'll inevitably find that some music is virtually impossible to get permission to use. The artist may not want to be seen endorsing a particular product or idea, or the musicians' union may have placed restrictions on reuse of the song outside of its original scope. And even if you are able to get permission to use the song, it may well be unaffordable, no matter how much you really want it. And don't be fooled into thinking that no one will ever know. There are teams of lawyers and copyright experts out there who do nothing but look for unauthorized use of popular music. It may be expensive to obtain that synchronization license, but if you go ahead and use the music illegally, you're liable under international copyright laws. The lawsuits, lawyers' fees, fines, and financial settlements will cost you much more than the original license would have, and it's just not worth it. What about a song that was popular in the 50s, something like Johnny B. Goode or A Little Bo Diddley? It's still copyrighted. Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley are still alive and kicking, and the clock on copyright protection doesn't start ticking until the composer's death. Then, depending on the nationality of the composer, his music is still covered by copyright for another 70 to 100 years. Now, that must be okay. Mozart's Night Music. He died in 1791. Well, not necessarily. The sheet music is free and clear, so if you wanted to pick up your ocarina and wail away at your own rendition of the best of Mozart, no problem. You could even hire a local garage band to make the recording for you. But you can't use someone else's recording. That version you just heard is actually owned by SI Publishing, a division of Sound Ideas, and is reproduced here with their permission. Their recording of the music belongs to them, and although the music is in the public domain, their version of it isn't free for everyone to use. The good news is that if you register your ocarina version, no one can use it without your permission. So does that pretty much mean you can't use music in your own production? But wait, that's what production music libraries are for. They hire the composers and performers, publish and register the music, and are in the business of licensing their music so that you can include it in your production or broadcast. They want you to use their music and make the licensing process as painless as possible. There are three different types of music, each with its own advantages and drawbacks: custom music, leased music, and royalty-free music. Custom music is composed specifically for your production. Many production music libraries have a team of composers on hand to score original projects and provide you with your own original music. This can range from a unique ID logo to a commercial jingle, all the way on up through a full-blown theatrical score. Custom music can be as good as you can afford, recorded by a 40-piece orchestra if you're willing to pay for it, and licensed for all your needs. And it can even include a restrictive clause to make sure that none of your competitors are able to use it. This is the top of the food chain, and you're definitely looking at a cost of tens of thousands of dollars. Leased music is made available by production music libraries, usually on a renewable annual lease. This means that you pay each year to renew your rights to use the music in the library in your productions. How much you pay depends on how many CDs you lease and how the music's going to be used in audiovisuals, television programs, feature films, or all of the above. As a podcaster, royalty-free music is probably your best bet, both for the cost and the quality of music. You pay up front for synchronization rights for the music, and there's no annual fee. The cost of the music is not dependent on the kind of productions you're making. You can use the music in as many different productions as you want for years to come. And there are no additional fees, reporting, or licensing when you use the music in your productions. Be aware, however, that you don't actually own the music. The music still belongs to the company you got it from. You can't give it away to anyone else, and you can't just sell a piece of music all by itself. You have a license to synchronize the music in your productions. Royalty-free music offers many different genres, like romantic, news and current affairs, rock, jazz, and dance. Different styles, like Latin, mysterious, and Olympic. Different tempos, from very fast to very slow. Thank you. aside from the ridiculous, to the sublime. Royalty-free music is the most affordable production music, unless you count your Uncle Joey's humming some Mozart. There are some very good royalty-free music available out on the market today, and its production values are improving all the time. All the musical selections in this podcast are from Sound Ideas Mix and Mix Signature Music Collections. Production music libraries fill a niche for producers and broadcasters, and they help make our airwaves, computer games, movie theaters, and podcast shows sound a little sweeter.
This podcast was brought to you by Sound Ideas, the world's largest publisher of professional sound effects, royalty-free music, and production elements. Visit us at www.sound-ideas.com. Well, that's it for now. Thanks for listening.